7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the important factors, rather one of the most important factors within Islam, is the ethical teachings that it emphasizes its adherents to follow. And this is also something that we see in many other traditions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a large number of traditions, a large number of stories, of anecdotes and so on and so forth have been mentioned regarding the purification of the soul, the purification of the immaterial heart, if you would like to call it that, that heart which is not this one that pumps blood, rather that particular heart that the scholars or the illuminous scholars call that particular core of emotions, that particular core of, you know, attaching itself to certain things, whatever that attachment may be, good or bad. So obviously certain teachings have been given by the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And then the scholars of Islam, they have, you know, promoted, have categorized, have put these particular teachings in a particular order so that we can benefit from these teachings and we can traverse upon the path towards attaining a purified heart, that heart which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on the Day of Judgment will only be the one that gains salvation and victory. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be mentioning this book and introducing it to for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled Al-Qalb al-Salim. It is a book originally written in Farsi or in Persian, translated into English, and the translated title has been given as Immaculate Conscience, which may not be a very accurate translation, but that is what has been given. The author of this book, the original author of this book, is the Shaheed, the martyr of the prayer niche, Shaheed Dazghib Shirazi, rahmatullah alayh. Shaheed Dazghib was one of those individuals who was martyred immediately after the victory of the Islamic Revolution in Iran during the Friday prayers in Shiraz. He was the Friday prayer leader or the Salatul Jummah leader in Shiraz, and after the Salah of Jummah, him was one of those who were martyred. It is also worth noting that Sayyid Khamenei, hafizahullah, the leader of the current Islamic Revolution, was also one of those who were targeted, who were one of those who attempted assassination was done on his life, but alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him. So anyway, this book was translated by Sayyid Athar Hussain H.S. Rizvi, published by Ansarian Publications, firstly published in 2005, and obviously as is Ansarian Publications, it was published in the holy city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So basically this book goes through certain ethical traits that a person needs to, first of all, remove from himself, and certain things that he needs to acquire. And this is one of the key ethical principles that we have within Shia Islam. The first thing the person needs to do is purify themselves of the ills that they have, the bad traits that they have. But in order to do that, they need to become aware that this particular thing that I am doing is a sign of this particular attribute or this particular trait or this particular characteristic. Therefore, I need to do A, B, and C in order to remove it and replace it with this particular attribute. The scholars of ethics, the scholars of akhlaq, normally say that a person whose cup is full cannot put anything else in it. And this is where this particular anecdote comes from, idiom comes from, that a cup that is full, you cannot add anything to it, so you cannot actually, you know, cleanse or rather inculcate ethical principles if you already have all these bad ones. First, you have to remove the bad ones. That is to clean the glass, to clear it completely of all these ill traits or what is known as raza'il from you. And then you start adding, you start pouring the fada'il or these virtues into this cup, and then you try obviously to maintain them by acting upon them, by trying to not only act upon them, but to make them something that becomes second nature to you. One of the things that is also needs to be mentioned is I do not know whether the English translation is an abridged translation or not. It is something that I did not get a chance to compare. But it feels to me that it is an abridged translation because the Farsi is a huge, beautiful book, whereas the English, in terms of the page count, is a lot smaller. As normally when somebody translates from English, from Persian to English, the English becomes a lot more. But anyway, inshallah, I will leave it to your dear brothers and sisters to at least read the English and benefit from it, inshallah. So for the benefit of our dear listeners, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion of this book for our benefit, inshallah. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. The book that we introduced to our dear listeners is titled Qalb al-Salim. It is written by the great Shaheed Ayatollah Dasti Ghaib Shirazi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, and translated by Sayyid Athar Rizvi and published by Ansari Publications. So basically, the book also deals with, from the very onset, this divides and tells you, the reader, that you as a human being have two faculties. You have the physical body that you have and a spirit. And he goes on about this. And it deals and he details the spirit and so on and so forth. So one of the things that is mentioned here is known as animal qualities. And we will read from here for the benefit of our dear listeners. Animal qualities. When a man decides to tread the way of beasts, he disregards reason and sharia and hurts others with his actions, words, and deeds. Troubling people becomes his prime quality. He becomes involved in pride and arrogance, ridiculing others because his habit. Ridiculing others becomes his habit. The desire to spread mischief and oppression takes root in him. He becomes addicted to foul language, enmity, and revenge. A person possessing animal qualities will behave like animals in the hereafter also. It is mentioned from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam that he said, "The inmates of hell shall bark at each other like dogs. And just like stray dogs are chased away, they shall be also chased in the same manner. The Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall show them in this very form. He shall say," this is from Surah Mu'minun, the 23rd Surah of the Noble Quran, verse number 108. "He shall say, go away into it and speak not to me." We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are enabled to read this beautiful book, to take its teachings and to implement it in our lives, inculcate it in our lives, and to make it a second nature to us, that we truly remove the raza'il and we only and attach and add the fada'il. Inshallah, until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.